Sir, can you hear me?
Yes.
Well, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Can you state your name and ADC number?
Yes, Christopher Robert Thomas, 1-800-532.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the one alleged violation listed on your warrant arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on April 5th, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I'll begin with me. My name is Lee Quinones, and I'm serving as the hearing lead. Next to me is Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our acting board chairman, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And at the end of the bench is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Thomas and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Mr. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Mr. Thomas, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be determined if you violated the conditions of supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Keep in mind, there's a separate vote before we pass from phase one to phase two. When I read the allegation to you, you need to respond whether it is true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
I will begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in the criminal ways of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to establish residence at TLC 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 3rd, 2017, as verbally directed by your assigned parole officer on January 3rd, 2017. Your whereabouts were known, thus you're an absconder from supervision. Mr. Thomas, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Thomas's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Agree.
Seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Thomas. We're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing. During this phase, the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions and we'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Westby.
On January 3rd, 2017, Mr. Thomas was released from DOC. He was arrested March 10th, 2018 at Phoenix PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 10th, 2018 with an adjusted CCD of August 8th, 2018, which reflects 431 stand days. Current conviction, 2016, drug paraphernalia, 1.5 months. Prior conviction, 1995, theft, 2.5 years. 1999, disorderly conduct, 1 year. 2008, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2010, dangerous drug violation, 2.5 years. This is his fifth term at DOC, CUIR 422, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no gang information noted. Prior term supervision, 1999, TIS release, completed 2 months. 2009, TIS release, absconded 15 days, revoked by the BOEC. 2012, TIS release, absconded 156 days, revoked by the BOEC. Is this been disciplinary violations that are significant with drugs, threats, fines, negligent death, and assault with weapons noted. Other arrests, 1991, theft of vehicle, Arizona juvenile detention, 91, theft of vehicle, Arizona juvenile detention, 91, theft of vehicle, juvenile detention, 1992, criminal damage, Arizona disposition unknown, 1993, drugs, Arizona disposition unknown, 1994, stolen property, Arizona disposition unknown, 1994, theft of vehicle, Arizona juvenile detention, 2000, precursor chemical, non-reporting, Maryland, felony conviction, state prison. 2000, dangerous drug violation, Maryland, felony conviction, state prison. 2000, controlled substance, manufacture, distribution, Maryland, felony conviction, state prison. And several dangerous drug and drug paraphernalia arrests. Since 2003, all of those charges were not processed. This community risk order is a G16-8.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Thomas. I'm going to make a quick review of your case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections with an approved residence at TOC 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. No other residence was discussed or approved. Just 1 second, sir. Okay. So, did you live anywhere else when you were outside of prison, sir?
Yes, I'm detained for 20 years. I'm in Sussex County, and I'm retired. I was in the 18th Council, Phoenix, Public Research.
Okay, so you're in an apartment. It looks like that you referred to DES Skills Center. You didn't report any employment before absconding, but as you stated, you said you had work. What were you doing, sir?
Apartment maintenance.
Oh, apartment maintenance, okay. You were placed on the task color code program for random year analysis with a color Navy, but you did not provide any samples before absconding. So I will ask, and I think you've partially answered this, but what were you doing for the 431 days that you were missing from community supervision, Mr. Thomas?
I'm missing working, taking care of my family.
And when you say taking care of your family, do you have a wife and children, or do you mean your parents?
I have a girlfriend with my fiance, and I have my mother with two mothers. I've been taking care of her.
Well, that's commendable, sir. We understand the importance of family, and I will commend you, despite you absconding, that you were working. Sounds like that you're being productive. Why did you decide to break off contact with your parole officer?
I just missed the TSU appointment, and we would be happy with it.
Well, sir, it's certainly not our position to lecture a school, but it's also our experience that when people work with their parole officers, they tend to be flexible, and they want their clients to succeed. So that's unfortunate. But we can't change the past at this point. You were arrested by the Phoenix Police Department. What caused the police to make contact with you when you were arrested on your absconder status?
They said they had no probable cause upon him, so it was just maybe for somebody else or something.
And then they ran your history and found a warrant?
Yes.
You have a pretty extensive criminal history, including one out of state, which appears to be for manufacturing methamphetamine. Is that right?
No, it was crack.
Oh, okay. Okay, pardon me. And so did you have any ongoing problems with drug abuse, sir?
Yes, I had in my life.
And we?
I'm still kind of receiving any kind of substance abuse counseling and anything.
Were you able to stay clean when you were outside of prison?
Yes, it was pretty much so.
And when you lapsed, what was your drug of choice?
Crystal meth.
Oh, okay. Can I ask what fellow board members have any questions for you? I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Thomas, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't tell us anything that you've already shared, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you feel you need to say?
Well, sir, I would just like to know that since the parole officer was their representative, I just want to know if you also want to go to the reentry center or something like that, so it has a fence around it or whatever, so it would keep me inside, you know?
Well, sir, what I can say is the board will vote on whether or not to return you to community supervision, but it's really at the discretion of the parole officer whether or not you can be placed in some sort of treatment program. And I don't believe that our in-house community corrections officer can actually say as to which one. We don't get to make that recommendation.
Because once my time will be over, and I'll not have access to there's other programs for people, but I mean, it's so much easier if the parole officer recommends it for me.
Well, so all we can do, because this board does not work for the Department of Corrections, we're an independent board, is vote on this particular case and make a recommendation to the parole officer for some sort of continued substance treatment, but the specifics of it is handled by the parole officers.
Okay.
That are assigned to you, specifically. Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes on the open meeting laws of Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, sir, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, this is an unfortunate case. I do appreciate that Mr. Thomas has been very direct with us. I always find that meaningful. But he does have a very extensive history. He absconded from supervision for 431 days in which he did not maintain contact with his parole officer. And it sounds like that he may also have some ongoing issues with substance abuse. Based on the totality of everything that I've gathered as the panel lead, I am not finding him suitable for community supervision, but that's where I'll begin the discussion.
Agree.
Therefore, I'm going to make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2017W0191, a discussion with Mr. Thomas, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision, as Mr. Thomas was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal record company, inasmuch that he absconded from supervision for an entire 431 days, and I appreciate his honesty, but may have lapsed into substance abuse, and that is my motion. Seconded by Ms. upon me. I made the motion, seconded by Mr. Neal, agreed upon by Mr. Johnson and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Thomas, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about August 8th, 2018. I recognize that that may sound like a long way away, but it is just a matter of weeks, certainly not years. We encourage you to take advantage of these last days to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. It sounds like that you're working with me on the outside, that you had support, that you're helping your family, and we really encourage you to participate in any sort of like AA or NA programs so that you can return to the community a sober and productive individual. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and thank you for appearing before the board today, Mr. Thomas. Thank you. You may give the phone back to your CO3. We appreciate it.